This Peirik has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Basra Bisrol Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisroel ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
To dedicate a daf, a peirik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Min Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, HaKodesh Pesach Shil Shir HaShirim V'Oisei Oisek Min Zemer. A person who takes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim and he makes a niggun out of it, says the Gemara, he makes a song out of it, also HaKoyde Pasuk Beit HaMishtoyetz B'Loiz Mano, he reads the pasuk in a time when it shouldn't be read, he's maybe Rola Oilam, he brings tragedy to the world because the Titus Chagasak and the Titus says, Benish Oilam, they make Leitzanis out of me, they take the Titus HaKadoshin, they make songs out of it, and they're using it just as something for their own pleasure, as a means of just Nigunim songs, and as the Maral explains, that the Torah Kedoshah was given to be machshir the seichel of an adam, to make the seichel of a person a great, and to understand the Bari Olam and understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have the clarity of Shas and Poiskim and Yediyas HaTayda, Mashen Kein, that, and that's for, of course, a primistic Toyelis. Mashen Kein, to take the psukim of the Taida and to make them chitzayinistic, just to sing them misaf alachot, to sing them on the outside, and that they shouldn't go in. So that's not what the tachlis, why they were given for. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to mimlam mitzchot. He says, what should they do, Klal Yisrael, when they're eating, when they're drinking? And the Taira says, gives eitzes. You can learn Taida, you can sit at the meal, and you're supposed to talk in Divrei Taida, either in Chumash, either in Mishnayis, of course, at the table. On Shabbos, you should be talking either Divrei Taida of the Chumash, of the Paiskim, etc., of the halachas, the gemaras. And that's the stam, to be singing the songs of the Tzukei Taida. And that's Fakir, the Gemara says, and that's the Davar Yibita in Mantai. If a person uses the Psukim of the Taita for what their purpose is, it's supposed to be for learning, etc. So then, that's Davar Yibita Mantai. Now, the Shaila is that this has really been a very controversial Gemara, because we know that there's many people, especially the Frat nowadays, there's a whole industry of music and the Chlal. There's many Shailas that come up. Number one, the Chlal. Are you allowed to listen to music nowadays? You know, I'll be the Gemara in Gittin. And that's Zion, and it's brought Lalocha and Shulchan Aruch and Simtavko Samach. Shulchan Aruch brings down that they, after listening to the music, the playing music, Akapon over there, and Shulchan Aruch is talking about to be Menagin with a clay shear to actually play instruments, because after the Chorban, there's Issa to play instruments. And also it's Aser to sing, even if it's in a Shiras Yayin, if the person is at if he's at a party with wine, etc., and he's singing. So then it's Asr also. Now, we see from the Gemara that the Stam sing, L'chair is Mutter. But it's only going to be Asr either when there's music and bands, etc., or if he's singing with wine. Now, first of all, this is already, number one, this is a Shaila Menebe right away on all these CDs. On all these CDs that we see nowadays, and all the music and all the songs, that L'chair, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara, refer that you're not allowed to have bands and instruments, etc. Now, the Maisa, that is Bemis, the Psak of what the Mashmah Shabruah seems to paskin like that, and that's Bemis from Moshe paskins like that, but Reish paskin, Taka paskin like that. The Ramah, however, does they had Yeshayimir, Dafkim Yisharogel Bahem, it's only somebody who's Rogel, Shayim de Meshoichtim to Klai Shir, that he wakes up to music and he goes to sleep in music. Doesn't mean, like somebody asked me, is he allowed to set an alarm clock that has a music that goes off? I don't think that's what the Ramah means. Ramah means, it means that somebody, he goes to sleep with music, he wakes up with music, it's somebody who's constantly listening to music. You see sometimes people that wherever they walk, they're walking the street and they're listening to music. I mean, I hope they're listening to a shir, but it doesn't look like that sometimes from the emotions. But Al-Kopanim, that's ready, even if you would be makel, not like the Shulchan Aruch, and say that to listen to music bismameiru would be mutter taka, api the Ramah. Again, the Ramesha doesn't hold like that. Mishabur doesn't seem to hold like that. But again, there's a makam, of course, to be makel up either Ramah. That's Kanir, the Minig Oilam, is that they're saying on this Ramah. But again, even according to Ramah, you wouldn't be able to be ruggle in it. Somebody who's constantly listening to music, every time he walks into his room, he puts on the music and this. So fine. But I'll put him to that's one issue. That Bechlal is an Indian to not listen to music. But again, as we see in our Gemara is not addressing that. Our Gemara is discussing that even in situations where you, let's say, are permitted to listen to music, either according to Rama or even in the Shulchan Aruch, but you're just thinking, you know, the pad. He's not using a band, he's not using an instrument. But there's another halacha to not use the Pesukei HaTorah. And this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down. He brings it down over there in Sukkot and Yudalah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah, that because of the Kutim Ariel, Shaloika Din, it's not the Seder, what people are doing, that the Mishnah, the Mishnah, Oitcha Kinisani, he brings the example of a Pasuk from Halel, they sing Oitcha Kinisani, and they sing it, and he says, the Torah is Chayger Sak, the Torah cries, and the Chulei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is a Chiddush, because we could have learned that this Gemara was only talking about Shir Hashirim specifically, that the only time this Nisah to maybe sing from the Pesukei HaTorah is specifically Shir Hashirim. And the Svara would be, why specifically Shir Hashirim? The Bemis is Shir Hashirim. The Rav Yod, the Girsa, not like that. The Rav Yod's guy was Stami Dei Zemer. But you could have learned that P.R. Girsa is specifically Shir Hashirim, because maybe, you know, one could have thought that perhaps Shir Hashirim Dafka is something that is a bizoyin if he would sing it, because, you know, we don't understand the depth of Shir Hashirim and the godless of Shir Hashirim, so it looks maybe like Kivyachal, like some kind of a song and this and that, so if somebody's actually being mevazed and using it as a song, so maybe that's specifically the Yisr. But the Ma'aser of Meisha and Yeridei and Chelik Beis and Kufman Beis is Medayik Rashi that it's Lav Dafka Shir Hashirim. Rashi's Mefurish that it's really it's the opposite, that I would have thought Dafka Shir Hashirim should be Mutter. That, not that it should specifically be also, but I would have thought maybe Shir Hashirim is Mutter because the whole thing was Fakir, said the Derech Blitz in Shir, so maybe it was given over for the purpose of Shir and it's called Shir Hashirim. Kamash Malan, that even Shir Hashirim is Aser. Even Shir Hashirim to sing is Aser. But Kavachayim and the rest of the Torah, and that's B'emis HaRemoshe Paskins, the Mashah, up in North, the Mashah by us also learns like that explicitly. That Agam is called Shir Hashirim, and it's I would have thought it's like a Shir and a Zemer. Kamash Balan, that even Shir Hashirim is also, but Avada, it's also to do this with any of the Pesukei Torah, as we see that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham. Now the Yad Ramah has a suffix that perhaps the only time our Gemara asks is specifically if a person is doing it for, you know, schoik reasons. He's doing it like, you know, he's not doing it for the goal of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing it just as a schoik. And the Ramad Misafik, the Ramad leaves with a Safik, but we see that the Chayra, the Magen Avraham, is clear, not like that. The Magen Avraham is clear, at least he was Paishit, the Mariel, were Paishit the Safik, that even though these people were singing, he brings down that the people that are, they're singing Mamish on Shabbos even, they're singing on Shabbos, and obviously they're singing there as a means of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Afal Pikin, he says, the only thing you're allowed to sing are the regular zmiros that we have, that we find in the benches, but that we shouldn't sing Oitcha Kinyasani. Now, over there, certainly he was talking about people that were doing it not as a purpose of a joke, as a spiel to make fun of the Torah. They were doing it as a means of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly, that from the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we see that even that would be Aser. There is a Ksasli Mitzchus, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch do not bring down this halacha. Not only a Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, Mariel, but it's far from a Levin's Chos, because the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, they all pass in that Bechlal, you're not allowed to be listening anyway to music, Bismaneinu. So it's not the case of singing music. It could be that they just held it wasn't as common a case, it's not Senegay anymore. Avakopanim, it's far from a Levin's Chos, because the Mishnah Berurah Mefirish does bring it down, and Ramesha does bring it down, the Taz brings it down, the Chashos and the Paiskin, they all bring down this Marival, they bring down this Magen Avraham. Now, the Stechemed brings down a Maisa that happened 200 years ago, exactly, in Tavkavayin, that at a Bris Mila, a certain Chazan got up and he started singing, Oitcha Kinyasani, and there was a Talmud Chacham there, was Mashtik, and he started, told him to be quiet, because the Magen Avraham says it's Aser. And the Stechemed goes on to write a lengthy tshuva to discuss the possibility that Be'emis, the only Iser, was when a person is going to use the Pesukei HaTorah, using him as a, you know, for joke and for schoik and for more frivolous purposes. But Mashein came when he's doing it to be mezeicher the Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to get tveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fateik the Eibishter. So then, in such a case, there was never an Isser. The only Isser was to use it as a carrot. It seems to be he's learning that, you know, the Pesukim that are like the Shir Hashirim Pesukim that are sound like some kind of Chalila, a love song, etc. that those were the things that were after. So he says, but avada, a person is singing and he's doing it, l'chaza Hashem Yisparach avada, you can't make a macha. He goes on to even say that the Magen Avraham himself doesn't argue on this. Look inside the Mishabur, the Magen Avraham, it's b'chla, b'chla, not mashma, like he says. But again, now it's already somewhat of a lean of foot that a person who would be listening to these songs or playing these songs for the purpose of getting to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then already there could be this amakim for limitz chos, and that our Gemara, you'd have to say, is talking about somebody who's doing it for tzchayk purposes. Now, I might say that's far from a limitz chos for the music industry nowadays, but that already I'm going to leave for, I'll leave you guys on both sides to decide on your own exactly how to define the music industry nowadays. Is that being done to Fatveka, even to Bari Olam? I mean, that it's hard to say that a lot of the music that goes on nowadays in the Jewish industry is going to Fatveka a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's already, I'm going to leave to your own imaginations. Now, the Maisa, the Ramesha in the Tshuva, in your day, Aleph, Kufayin Gimel, and another Nekuda that comes up once you have this. If there is such a heter to make CDs nowadays, to be singing these songs nowadays, so it brings into another Shaila that is there a problem, if they would say over the Sukkim with the Shemus of Hashem themselves, which sometimes they taka do, or they tape chazanim, etc. Would there be a problem to play such a thing mitzad the halachas of bracha levatala? Now, I just want to speak out davar pashit that the davar pashit b'yoyse that you can't answer amen when you would hear a bracha on a tape or etc. Even if there's a whole shaila that got me a telephone, but here there's no shaila because that bracha is absolutely not existent in the world. It's just a previous matzav, and then it would be mamash shaila of an amen yisayla, which would be a davar chomer b'yoyse. That's pashit that when the tape that plays over a avdol or something, certainly a person chalila shouldn't answer amen. But he's discussing bechla ramesha zonisha just to play it because of the fact of bracha levatala and the shem Hashem levatala. Is there an isser of such an it? So ramesha says there's no isser. It's only an isser on a person. A person shouldn't say the Shem Shemayim Levatala, but there's no issur for Eitzim Vavanim to say the Shem Shemayim Levatala, and therefore there's no issur to play such a thing. He says, Avada, you wouldn't be allowed to play such a tape, a CD, you wouldn't be allowed to play near, in a bathroom in a duffer that's not knocking. It's nagaya for people that are walking the streets listening to tapes, and they walk past, garbage cans that smell, etc. But Akapanim, Mikra did mitzad bro, in Shem Shemayim Levatala, wouldn't be a problem. Now, the Maitzer, Ramesha does speak out that there would be a different reason not to make these CDs, which L'chaira, this Rav Moshe is a direct taina on the entire music industry. He says that that's mamash our sugya. That our sugya seems to say that a person who's making CDs and music in order to anik behem, and he's using the different taira for the purpose of giving himself pleasure. So that's mamash our gemara. That our gemara says that the taira is chayur sak, and it says that my people have made me like a kinner. They've made me like just like a music, etc. Again, it's hard to talk about this topic because, we live in a door that if you're going to tell people that they can't listen to music, that this type of music, the kosher music, the psukim, so then what's the alternative, Rechmon Lutzlan? So I'm not saying, but Akapanim, what comes out from our sugya is L'chayra very schwer on the music industry. Gabe erasing these tapes, Ramesha discusses also. He says, what if they have Shem Hashem Bechlal? A person has a shir of Shem Hashem or a certain chazin of davening of a Shem Hashem and psukim, etc. Is there a problem of mechikas Shem Hashem? So Ramesha also dines over there that mikra din, there is no isser, because that's a double shame. But Mamish, it's other reasons why. But al kapanim, Ramesha seems to say that there is still an Indian, now it's like a psamar sayin, like that it looks like a mechikas Hashem, and therefore it shouldn't be done. Now, Ramesha, in a different shuvah, in Chelik Beis and Simcha Beis, discusses the chazanim that they go over words and they sing the songs. They'll repeat. They'll be koyful the milim. They'll repeat words as they're singing in the shuls, etc. And that Mr. Ramesha, the shuvah of Ramesha is alpi what already has been discussed by the Maram Shik in Ner Chayim. In Lamed Aleph, and already the Taz that the Mishabur himself brings down in Simtav Kav Samech, and Mishabur and Simkat and Tesbav, that the people that are singing Kaddish and singing it in an oifin where it's they're making Kaddish into a song, etc. So the Taz screams that this is an oven plili, it's a terrible thing, and the Maram Shik is medamet to the Chazanim that come to the shul, and they sing the song, and the ikar purpose of that singing is not to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ikar purpose is to, you know, give an oinig from the pleasure of the singing, the pleasure of the voice, the pleasure of the music. The Mamshik goes so far as to say that a person who would be koyful the milim, he would add words, he'd be over perhaps on Baltoisif, and he'd be over maybe on, like the Gemara in Bracha says in the Flamin Aleph, that there's a problem, Lamed Aleph, that there's a problem of moidim moidim, a person if he's repeating words, it looks like there's kavyachal to Abish this Khalilah, and there might be a problem of hefsik, and Mamish Mamaker, the Eker Tain is the Taz, that the Taz says that a person is using the, and the Taz, which is LPR Gemara, if a person is using the music as a means of giving himself pleasure, then that's already Agamara. That Agamara seems to tremendously megana such an action, and certainly is certainly a problem. Just to end off, and any time you talk about the Shaila of CDs in general nowadays, you know, this I think is the first time, I think the oil around the table is a little bit chaffed over here, but this is the first time that you've ever been discussed the issue of Bechlal, is it allowed to have music? But usually what's discussed when it comes to the CD industry and in general is the Shaila, are you allowed to copy a tape? You know, copy a CD, etc. You're allowed to copy these things from other people, etc. You know, the timings that people say, you know, oh, what do you mean? I'm not going to buy it anyways, and I'm not selling it, and what do you mean? He's not going to lose from me, and da-da-da. And it's a davar shein b'mamish. So all these things have been discussed. The ikar most taina that the place can discuss, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, the Seifa says, is really Alfdin and Malchus Adina. That's one of the major titles. Because to say you're being mazik the person, it's hard to say it's a mazik because it's taker davashem b'mamish, and it's also just a minias revach because I taker wasn't going to buy it. So you just, it's not even a minias revach. So mitzad mazik, it's hard to say it's a mazik. At the same time, it's taker din and Malchus Adina, and that's a vada mechayev a person not to go and copy over CD to the extent that when Rav Shem Rav Yankiv that he said that a person wouldn't be allowed to even copy it for himself, or let's say, for example, his CD rips, breaks, whatever, and he wants to go and copy the same CD from somebody else. So he says, well, what do you mean I bought it? But that's not a taina, because, you know, if I buy a chair, my chair breaks, so I can't go and steal somebody else's chair. But this is it's a big topic. The Ramah in Simin Yud discusses the concept b'chlal of copyrights, and he brings down Apida Gemara Baba Basra, the famous case over there. The Ramah is talking about the Gemara in Padma printed a Rambam, and somebody else went and stole, basically just wrote up the entire Rambam, was just selling it for cheaper, and the way the Gemara in Padma had spent a lot of work and a lot of effort. And he goes on, a famous truth of the Ramah, to say that it's also the Yitzhar Pasagas Gvul, not of course the Yitzhar Sagas Gvul of the Torah, which is talking about land and Eretz Yisrael, but the concept of what we call the Sagas Gvul, Apida Gemara Baba Basra, that's Chaval from the base, of Kapasakta L'chayusi, that you're taking away my parnasa, and that's mamish forbidden. The din of Yerid Lumnus Chaveira, that a person is not allowed to open a store in an oifen of where he's going to put somebody else out of business. And here too, like the Chasim Seifer brings down in Chayshim Mishpat, the Ninth Test, many tshuvas actually, that it's Pashid Midine Taida, that a person wouldn't be allowed to go and steal what somebody else wrote, somebody else went and worked on and labored on, like the Franco Rambams in the beginning, this called many Haskamas from all the Gedolim, or Moshe Stipler, all the Gedolim, saying how it's also for a person to take these Hagos of the of Shasi Frankel and go and make his own Rambams, etc., because that's a Vada Meikar Dine Atayda, the Isser Hasagas Gvul, that a person wouldn't be allowed to go and copy over what somebody else did and go and sell it from his own creation. Chasim Seifer and Chelek Vav Nun Zayin talks about the Slavita Shas, and Chasim Seifer and Imam Aleph talks about he brings the Mordechai Benet, and he's Chelek on him, and he says there is an Yitzhak Sagas Gvul, and there's a Chayrim Taka and Bamistis. There were all the Askamas from all the Dairis after the time of the Ramah are not Askamas to say that the Sefer is great and wonderful. It's interesting, you find a lot of the Askamas the are all just speaking out this Ramah. They're saying that for the next 100 years, sometimes it's 25 years, you look in the old Sfarim, 80 years, 100 years, 50 years, it's also for anybody to reprint this Sefer. The only kashi you could ask is that the Seder, but I'm not taking the Sefer to copy it for somebody else and to sell it, so maybe it's not included in the Chayrim, right? I'm just taking it for myself. So that's already Yadua, the famous Chiddush of the Shalom Eishiv, that he says already that a person who creates something, it's considered like a maisa omnis, and he owns it. So a person who creates an idea, he invents an idea, so he's considered the owner of that idea, that's Kaddish, and he has a kinyan on it. And therefore, that goes in again to the gedder of stealing. And if a person were to take away that person's idea, which in this case, like, you know, he takes a CD and he copies a song from that CD, so then it's, to a certain extent, it's stealing that person's chiddush, that person's creation. And again, this was there was major controversy in the life of the Kitta Shulchan Aruch. Also, the Kitta Shulchan Aruch was very against the fact that they wrote a Kitta Shulchan Aruch in Yiddish, and he wrote that they had no right to, and it was Gneiva. It's interesting, the Rav Avram Rotenberg, who was a Talmudak of the Sholem Eishiv, gave a skumma to the Skaras HaShulchan, who was a part of this Machlaikas, and he writes he doesn't understand why it should be also the Chlal, and that it's Mutter. But this was an old Machlaikas, whether or not this Chayrim existed Bechlal. The Sholem Eishiv explains that if Taket so Pashit that a person who creates something, he's considered the owner, so then why do we need the Chayrim of the Ramah? Why do we need this truth of the Ramah? Just stop, it's also because I created this Chiddush, I created this Seder Advarim in the Sefer, in the music, etc. Why do we need the Chiddush of the Ramah? So he says, the purpose of the Chayrim was a Kula. The purpose of the Chayrim was to say that for the next 25, 50 years, no one's allowed to copy this tape, no one's allowed to copy this Sefer, this Haggah. After that 50 years, so then it's a limitation. After 50 years, then it's Hefka Lakol. So it's Mamish the opposite. So the Major Velde was so Pashit that you can't copy somebody else's Chiddush, steal somebody else's Chiddush. And the Ramah was just coming to limit this Isser, and to say it only applies, you know, Kolzman, that the author is Kayim, etc. Now, Lemaisa, others want to say that anyways, nowadays, it's like a Tznai. I'm only selling you this Sefer, I'll Tznai that you don't, you know, if I would tell you I'm giving you this book, I'm going to ask you don't use it on Tuesday, and you went go and you would go use it on Tuesday, you'd be considered a Ganis. Lemaisa, this is a little bit schwer because there are no Mishpatei Tznayim to say that. Nobody made any Hilchus Tznayim over here, and who could say that the person knows about this Tznai? You can't say there's a Sarv of a Kibbel. It also might be a Taina that's an Aved Midas. He puts it out into the world where there's a Matzav of where anybody can just go and tape it, and Mamela, he's not in control anymore, so it could be that he has a dinner of a Hefker to a certain extent. Another Taina is nowadays they make a Shir, it's a Kinyan with a Shir, like they leave over a certain Chus for themselves. But Akapanim L'chayra, it does come out clear that to copy a CD, to copy a tape, and copy shiurim, etc., when there is copyright and when there is kpeda from the owner, mechayra is certainly awesome and certainly should be avoided. Now, there are certain scenarios of where a person can call up the companies, etc., and he can ask them for certain things. Like you could say that if you're allowed to, you know, take to buy a CD and then put that CD on his own. What are those things called? The iPods or whatever. Can he take the CD that he buys and put it on the iPod? I don't know the Matthias. I'm saying, Api, what we spoke out today, then Lechayda, it's not Muchach that such a thing should be Aser. He's doing it for himself totally. And it's Lechayda is not, you know, I'm allowed to buy a chair and take that chair and, you know, take apart the legs and put one leg in and use it for a baseball bat and one leg and use it for this. So it could be that maybe that's also allowed over here also. That wouldn't be doima to buying the CD and then giving the CD to your sister that she should copy it or etc. But Uncle Panim, this is something that I would say, since it's the Shiloh Gezel. And the Shiloh Gezel is, there's no coolers and chumers in Gezel because if it's taka, if you can't say a cooler chum, you're mamish Shiloh Gezel, Shavatuta by us is Kila Goizel Nafshai. So therefore I would say certainly without asking a person, he certainly has to be Machmir. If he doesn't ask Rishus to do such a thing, he certainly has to be Machmir. And unless he gets a copy of the Dina Machus Dina laws that say that such a thing would be permitted, or he gets Rishus from the people that put it out, the producers, etc. So then I would say certainly a person has to be Machmir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.